Knowledge Translation to Advance the Nurse Practitioner Role in British Columbia. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. In 2001, the Canadian Health Services Research Foundation funded us to study the opportunities and challenges for advanced nursing practice, or ANP, in British Columbia. Nurses working in ANP roles have shown to provide appropriate and cost-effective continuity of care. However, widespread adoption of advanced nursing practice has been hampered by considerable confusion and debate about definitions, roles and functions, as well as the required competencies, practice environments, educational qualifications, credentials, regulations, and legislation. This project aimed to bring researchers and decision makers together to conduct policy-relevant research that would support the introduction of new ANP roles, including nurse practitioners in British Columbia. Our research objectives were to clarify the understanding of ANP and related roles within the healthcare system, to identify the current status of ANP in the province, to identify gaps in healthcare services that might be fulfilled by the expansion or introduction of new nursing roles, to explore and describe models of ANP in other jurisdictions, to identify barriers to implementing new nursing service delivery models in British Columbia, and, on the basis of the above analysis, to identify and recommend future policy directions for new nursing roles and models in the province. The project team, which was convened by the BC Ministry of Health, included researchers, educators, government and health authority decision makers, and nursing regulators. An advisory group, which provided advice and feedback on research methods and findings, included representatives of the public, other health professions, and other constituencies. The funding strategy of the Canadian Health Services Research Foundation required co-funding arrangements involving both cash and in-kind contributions from a variety of national, provincial, and local sources. Our co-funders included the Nursing Research Fund, the BC Health Research Foundation, the BC Ministry of Health, the Registered Nurses Association of BC, Capital Health Region in Victoria, and the University of Victoria. Some of the funders were also research partners and appointed representatives to the research team. Our study was carried out in three phases, with knowledge translation goals incorporated directly into the research process. All team members, including decision makers, were actively involved in the project throughout the study, from conceptualization and design through data collection, analysis, and interpretation. In Phase 1, data were gathered through telephone interviews and focus groups with nurses in a variety of roles and settings to determine how they understood ANP and how nurses in ANP roles were deployed in British Columbia. An email survey was conducted with employers to determine their understanding of ANP and to identify health service priorities, gaps in service, and the potential for introducing new ANP roles in their organizations. In Phase 2, we conducted 5 case studies of models of ANP in other jurisdictions to understand the nature and benefit of advanced practice and to determine the feasibility of various service models for British Columbia. Phase 3, which also comprised our major KT activity, was a provincial think tank attended by almost 100 key stakeholders to discuss preliminary research findings and generate policy recommendations. Not only did the think tank inform the development of recommendations, but it also provided for dissemination of the preliminary findings to a broad stakeholder audience and acted as a mechanism to test the validity and relevance of our results for informing policy recommendations. Decision-maker and researcher team members conducted interviews and observations and actively participated in analyzing and interpreting the data. We learned from other research teams funded in the same Canadian Health Services Research Foundation competition that the full engagement of decision-makers at all phases of the research was unusual, and we believe that this level of involvement contributed to the successful use of the research findings. Decision-maker partners also took a leadership role in developing the overall knowledge translation plan and strategies that were consistent with the information needs and preferred communication mechanisms of our audiences. Other KT activities included regular status reports to senior administration in all partner organizations, sharing interim and final reports with multiple audiences, including the Federal Provincial Territorial Advisory Committee on Health Human Services and all partner organizations. The creation of a website that included descriptions of the projects, regular updates, project reports, links to other resources, and a mechanism for visitor feedback, and presentation by members of the research team to various partner organizations, including employers and the ministry. The project's advisory group was also an important mechanism for knowledge translation. Through our ongoing communication and members' ability to distribute information through their networks, the advisory group also participated in the think tank. Our KT strategies resulted in substantial buy-in from stakeholders and facilitated implementation of a majority of the study's recommendations in the following 2 years. The results were used directly in an instrumental fashion to inform the development of nurse practitioner competencies and practice standards, to guide legislative and regulatory development, and to inform the development of at least one nurse practitioner education program. 5 articles based on the study have been published to date. Instrumental use of research findings, which is defined as acting on research in specific and direct ways, is reported less frequently in the literature than the conceptual or symbolic use. Although we did not have a formal evaluation plan to assess the KT strategies, we recognized that indicators of success would include the actual implementation of study recommendations, and although we do not claim to solely credit for implementation of the recommendations, there was a synergy between our research-based recommendations and the development of policy. In addition, the entire team engaged in reflective exercise on the benefits and challenges of the partnership experience. The research partnership was clearly a successful venture. Nonetheless, we had to deal with the challenge of negotiating and mediating our differing interests. Decision makers and researchers operate on very different time frames, with decision makers often under pressure to produce swift results. In the time between writing the original research proposal and getting it funded, the political context changed dramatically, and we were under pressure to produce data much more quickly. The tension between the researchers' need to maintain scientific rigor and the decision-makers' needs for information actually created an opportunity to us to understand each other's approaches, as well as the demands and perspectives of our different work processes. At times, the researcher team members were somewhat frustrated by the demand to speed up study timelines, but through education, negotiation, and prioritizing, we developed strategies. For example, additional funding provided by government to focus on specific areas of data collection that met with the decision makers' time-sensitive information needs while maintaining scientific rigor. Although there were clear research goals, each team member had somewhat different vision for the project and different reasons for engaging in the research process. These differences added depth to the research, but also needed to be negotiated as they emerged in subtle ways to create tensions and disagreements. Autonomy and academic freedom are core values in universities. The ability to speak openly and freely is both encouraged and expected. In the partner organizations, decision makers operate within a policy context that explicitly and implicitly governs their work and that may at times preclude the public expression of personal opinion. Within the research team, the same data also meant different things to different people. What we needed to negotiate how the data was interpreted, reported, and disseminated. To complicate the situation, universities and organizations have differing reward systems. This fact influenced, more than we anticipated, the direction each of us wanted to take on particular issues, such as the focus and slant of a particular journal article. Our ability to negotiate and mediate all these differences was made possible by several team characteristics, including the steadfast commitment of all partners to the research enterprise and the goals of the project, the willingness of team members to compromise, trust and respect for one another based on established prior relationships, researchers who had been policymakers and policymakers who had been researchers with understanding of the values and constraints faced by each partner, and decision-making maker team members with the authority and accountability to make important decisions, and to make and honor our commitments. Our research experience and our findings have been used extensively by our own organizations to inform policy and program development. The results have been used outside of the original partnership. The Canadian Nurses Association held an invitational forum in the fall of 2005 on advanced nursing practice, and some of our published research was used to inform the discussion and debate about the direction of ANP in Canada. In addition to the recommendations from the study that were implemented, other examples of knowledge translation include the fact that our final report has been used and cited by other nursing education institutions in the development of graduate programs in advanced nursing practice. On a national level, the findings of this research have informed discussions of a national primary healthcare nurse practitioner education task force. Finally, this research provides the starting point of a longer-term program of research that will include many of the original research team. This study has been compiled by Marjorie McDonald, Sandra Regan, Heather Davidson, Rita Schreiber, Jane Crickmore, Leslie Moss, Janet Pinelli, and Bernadette Pauly. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.